I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You want to keep listening to the show for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Matt Rife's Stay Golden World Tour when it comes to Capital One Arena Sunday, March 1st. We'll give those away before the show is done. Scheduled to join us shortly is Von Miller from your Washington Commanders. So hopefully he will call us soon. Maybe he's experiencing some of the same jet lag that John Keim is dealing with coming back from Madrid.
Hey, this
trying to get his body clock right.
Hey, if we get him on, for some reason this popped into my head, and we can do a pre-bet. You know, okay. Sometimes we'll bet on athletes.
Yeah.
What do you think Von Miller's go-to McDonald's meal is?
Ooh.
His All right, now, Cakes, your go-to meal
gonna
is...
He's going to tell you he's like a health conscious.
No, but
meal.
If he has a go-to... Everybody's got a go-to McDonald's
now, I'm gonna
meal.
Guess,
Cakes is the happy meal. Mine's a quarter pounder with cheese meal.
Now, I'm going to guess, because he's so discerning with his chicken, that he wouldn't go with like a chicken McNuggets. Like, that's not going to be his go-to. So that's a good question.
Oh, no. Mine, I'm going to predict he's going to go Big Mac side of nuggets.
That's a great call.
With fries. And
I mean, I just would have no idea.
What's your go-to McDonald's meal? You don't have a go-to McDonald's meal?
I like them so much. I have quite a few. I like Filet-O-Fish, and I get the two cheeseburgers.
I've got it. He's going to be a McDoubles guy. He'll get like two McDoubles, fries, and a drink. Got
to be something big.
That's going to be my go-to. All right, let's go to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products. In the DMV, we welcome in Von Miller from your Washington Commanders. Good morning, Von. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Hey, so, man. Von, before we start talking football, we just got into the side conversation about go-to McDonald's meals. Cakes is like a Happy Meal guy, and he does some weird bit. What is your go-to McDonald's meal?
You know me, I'm a pasture-raised chicken guy.
Well, I know that, but if you go to Mickey D's...
If you did a drive-thru, I mean, do you ever hit drive-thrus?
Man, I haven't went to McDonald's in, I don't know, years.
His body told you. He's got to take care of his body,
that.
Man.
I nailed that. I knew it.
Okay, take us back to when you were in College Station.
When you were still Busto.
You know that, I forgot whenever it was like a Super Size Me documentary.
Yes.
Or something.
Yeah. Yes.
Out.
Yes.
And that, I think that came out when I was in high school.
Yeah. Okay. That turned you off?
That kind of did it for me.
I'm scared. You turned out the guy was making it all up.
Yeah. It turned out the guy was a big liar.
He's also dead now, which kind of stinks.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it wasn't true? It wasn't true?
He exaggerated a lot of the stuff. Yeah. It turned out to be a big debacle.
Okay, well, it worked on me.
Right.
I haven't had McDonald's in years. You know, I'm a Green and Pastures chicken guy, though.
Right. All right, so let's. I want to talk about the coming back from that game, disappointing loss, obviously. What's been sort of the mood of the guys? You get another sack. By the way, I'm betting you're going to lead the team in sacks, even though you're going to play on average probably a third of the snaps.
I mean, that's That's cool, I guess. You know, I'm a 3-point shooter. So
yeah.
Whenever I get in there, I gotta shoot the three.
Right. You're gonna do that. I know that. I'm convinced of it. But what was the sort of the mood of the guys? Because it's gone. I could tell from the coach, at least from this is my perspective. Who knows? He's probably kicking doors and screaming and everything. But it looks like he went from being super pissed off to almost a little resignation in the last week or two. Just the frustration. You can only be so pissed off for so long. What's been the mood of the guys?
Man, that's something that I never had to question. You know, with the guys. And everybody show up each and every day trying to do their best. We want to win. You know, the outcome of the game hasn't been going our way, but, you know, you don't have to question the guys in the locker room or the coaching staff for sure. You know, they prepare us. They have us ready to go mentally, physically, emotionally. The players in there, we do everything we can to go out there and win. It's just not going our way. In Madrid last week, we had an amazing week. You know, sometimes weeks like that can do wonders for teams. And I think it did, even though we didn't get the win, like we were able to bond and get to know each other a little bit more. I think everybody's a little bit closer after that week.
Mm-hmm.
We got to go to Real Madrid's practice facility and play at Santiago Bernabeu stadium, iconic stadium around the world. You know, everything was great. Even in the game we played, we had some great defensive stops.
Right.
Had some great defensive individual efforts. You know, Javon Kinlaw, you know, he had an amazing game. Sometimes, you know, those guys on the inside don't get highlighted.
Right.
But Javon Kinlaw, Eddie Goldman, those guys had amazing games. Defense had some amazing stops. You know, I was able to scratch out and get a sack. I don't remember the last time I ran that fast. But, you know, I was able to get a sack and, you know, just the outcome of the game just didn't go our way. But everything up until then was perfect for sure.
Yvonne, we saw the Bobby Wagner quotes about him basically saying, look, I don't really care about sightseeing in the city. We're going there to try to win a football game. But it sounds like your perspective is more like there was a lot of camaraderie, team building, bonding on the trip. Like, were you able to take in some of the sights in Madrid, or was it basically like you're saying, like training at the Real Madrid facility, team building type of stuff? It sounds like you were able to enjoy the trip.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't see not one site either. I didn't see not one site, but I did, hang out with my teammates. You know, we went to, you know, a couple of restaurants, and that was just about it. I mean, I didn't, you know, have time to sightsee. I don't even know what sites to go see out there. But the site for me to see was, you know, I wouldn't say I'm a huge fan of La Liga and the European League or Premier League, but I mean, I know those guys. It's hard to not know who, you know, Ronaldo is or David Beckham or all these iconic guys that have played for Real Madrid. So that was the sight for me to see.
Mm-hmm.
It's just to witness their facilities and to play in, you know, Santiago Bernabeu Stadium.
All right, so the narrative last week heading into the game was, well, Dan Quinn's taken over as defensive coordinator. The week before that, it was Joe Witt is moving from the booth down to the field. What has been the difference in coaching, if any? Did you guys feel it? Did you feel a difference? Because people are saying, well, you played better against the Dolphins. Maybe that's because Dan Quinn's calling the plays.
I'm not trying to, you know, come off as negative or anything like that, but I feel like it was the exact same for me.
That's fair. You know, that's fair.
Yeah, I didn't, I didn't really, you know, with Coach Witt being upstairs, I didn't, you know, see a difference. Him being downstairs, you know, to see a difference. Coach DQ calling the plays, I mean, whatever the call that they give me, I'm trying my best to go out there and do it. I'm not focused on who's calling the plays or what position they had on the football field. Like, I'm trying to go out there and do my job to the best of my ability.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what my focus has always been. It's always been from an internal standpoint. What am I doing to contribute to wins or contribute to these losses? Like, I'm not looking out to see, like, maybe this guy should do this better or maybe it always comes internally for me. And I think of our whole team is like that. So I think that's where that came from DQ. You know, maybe he was like, what can I do to you know, help this team win? Maybe it's coming from an internal standpoint for him. But for me, it's always been, what can I do to make the team better? And on that sack that I got, You know, I watched it probably 100 times. If I would have came over with my left a little bit, you know, harder and kind of tomahawked, because Tua's left-handed,
mm-hmm.
and kind of, because Tua didn't see me coming at all. If I was able to just knock that ball out, I had Frankie Louvu running. You know, he was telling me, and maybe, you know, they don't get the chance to get that punt off, you know,
mm-hmm.
and maybe we get the ball right there on that 30-yard line, and that, so I'm always looking at ways that I could contribute more, what I can do. It always comes from an introspective or internal perspective for me.
I have two questions that kind of pop into my mind regarding all that. First of all, when you go to the sideline, right, like, but say the offense has the ball, are you one of those guys that's like in the iPad looking at what you just saw, or are you just talking to your players and your coaches, or just going through it in your mind? What is your process, let's say, when the offense is on the field?
Well, you know, I've been playing football a long time, and this is what I love. This is what I love to do. Mm-hmm. I love football. I love every aspect of football.
Right.
From, you know, the weight room guys to the training room guys. Like, when the offense is out there, I'm watching the offense. But when I get the iPad too, that's the first thing that I do. I look at all the plays that I had, and then I do a little bit of everything. Like, I talk to all the guys. If it's something that I did wrong, you know, I talk to the guys about what I did. If it's something that mm-hmm. a mistake that was made by somebody else, you know, I know for a fact that they're trying to win the game. So I never go over to guys and be like, hey, we got to do this to do that. Like, I know for a fact that they're trying to
right.
do the right thing. I just try to go from a mental standpoint, like, hey, what happened? Like, what were we thinking on this play? And I talked to my teammates and my guys that was on defense the previous series. Then I'm watching the offense too. Like, I'm a fan of these guys. Like, we got Marcus Mariota out there. Like, mm-hmm. I'm a fan of Marcus, and I'm a fan of Josh Connerly and, mm-hmm. and Laremy Tunsil and all of these guys. So I see it from a defensive perspective. So I'm watching the offensive line. I'm watching the pass rushers out there. You know, Chop Robinson and Bradley Chubb, those are my guys too. So I'm watching those guys rush, and
mm-hmm.
yeah. So I'm watching the game, and I'm on the iPad. I'm doing a little bit of everything.
Are you such a guy? I know you said on your pod that, you know, you've already kind of decided that, you know, you want to play next year and hopefully here, but, you know, you definitely feel like you can do this another year. Are you a guy that will eventually settle into coaching because you love the game so much?
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
No, I mean, you know, these guys are crazy, man.
The hours.
You know, these guys are crazy, man. They don't listen. They don't listen either, man. I could be telling the guy the same thing the whole season. He don't do it. And, you know, that'll probably get you know, it's both fire. But he gonna be before me though. He gonna be before me though. I'm a front office guy. I feel like you know, team infrastructure is my thing. Player evaluation is my thing. I think you know, all football players that have been playing, you know, this long have some type of talent evaluator in them. We've been playing football for so long, but for me, it's been something that I've been paying attention to and trying to posture, you know, myself into some role in the front office. You know, obviously I'm not going to just jump right into being a GM, but I'm not going to jump right into being a contract guy either. You know, so it's got to be a unique spot for me to be in the front office and just kind of work my way through it to, you know, a place where I could, you know, make some great decisions on get some high quality guys into the organization.
Talking to Von Miller from the Washington Commanders, he's got 5 sacks on the season. Just going around the NFL with you, because you love watching the league. Have you ever been spat on, and what would you do? Jamar Chase, of course, suspended for spitting on Jalen Ramsey.
How many games did he get suspended?
One
game?
Yeah. Do you think that's light? That's kind of light for spitting on a guy, I think.
I mean, you know, if you look at it, like, spitting is kind of like throwing a punch, I would say. Like, I think the NFL looks at it like that. But I've never seen so many guys spit on people like this. This is ridiculous. 2025 is ridiculous. I've never seen so many people spit at somebody or get spit on.
Right.
And, you know, it's crazy. And I, you know, if you think about it, that's probably the most, when you get into it with somebody on the football field, that's probably the most disrespectful thing that you can do to that guy. You know, he's got a helmet on, and I don't think, you know.
What if he said something about his wife?
I don't think your mama jokes or a wife jokes really hit that hard, you know. And if you throw a punch, you're hitting the face mask, you
right.
know. So I think, you know, guys, when they get in that mode, like, they just, you know, I don't even talk to guys out there, so I never get into that space. So I'm just, this is just speculation for me. I really don't know where that comes from, but maybe it is the most disrespectful thing that you can do. And I guess when they get into it with guys and they get agitated with the other person, like, they think about, you know, being as disrespectful as they possibly can.
At this stage in your career, do guys poke at you and try to get you to lose your composure, or does that typically not happen at this stage in your career?
Never in my career, my 15-year career, have I had any type of, it was one tight end from Indy that I, like, ended the game, and he was, like, pushing me a little bit extra, and I, like, stopped, and, like, we was face to face, and I was telling him, like, hey, man, like, I forgot what I was telling him, but Aqib Talib came over my shoulder and, like, poked him in the eye. Like, that was the
that
only.
That sounds like an Aqib Talib move.
Yeah, Aqib Talib came over my shoulder and, like, poked him in the eye and was like, back up, you don't know. Don't talk to Von like that. I forgot whatever the dialogue
was. Who was it? Dallas Clark? Who was it?
No, that was, dang, I forgot who the tight end was. Number 83. He works for NFLPA now, but, you know, he's a great dude.
Is he wearing an eye patch? Is his eye okay?
No, actually, you know, Aqib really didn't try to poke him in the eye. He was trying to, like, poke him in the middle of the forehead. You know how guys, like, but
that's,
know,
pretty disrespectful too. Now spitting is the one seed, but, like, poking somebody with your index,
like, in
finger,
the chest or shoulder,
is pretty disrespectful too.
Yeah. But yeah, I had that pacifier mouthpiece in, and I'm not a big target, and I think guys kind of, like, feel that aura, that energy from me. Like, I'm already trying to, like, I'm already trying to get as many sacks as possible. I don't think they try to motivate me out there.
Right.
I wanted to ask you, so Josh Allen had your former teammate Josh Allen had a 6 touchdown game this week, 3 passing touchdowns, 3 rushing touchdowns. I think he tied the NFL record with 75 rushing touchdowns as a quarterback. I'm guessing you're not surprised at all by this.
No, definitely not surprised at all. You know, like, I always pay attention to the Buffalo Bills and the Denver Broncos and the Los Angeles Rams, and, you know, all three of those teams are doing well, and, you know, I got love for all three of those organizations. They showed me love and changed my football trajectory, all three of those organizations. So I definitely pay attention to those guys. Definitely pay attention to Josh. You know, I still, you know, talk to, you know, Brandon Bean, you know, shoot him a message here and there, and talk to Josh and send him a message here and there. So definitely not surprised. And I would say, you know, Josh, Josh definitely isn't satisfied with that. I know he would look at that film and say he should have had 7 or 8 touchdowns. So,
you know, well, he did throw an awful interception. He did throw an awful interception where he tried like a two-handed like shovel pass for 10 yards that got picked off.
Yeah, so I'm sure, you know, he'll look at that film and say it was things that he could have did better. With 6 touchdowns, it's amazing. They got a squad over there. James Cook is having an amazing year too. Defense is having an amazing year. Bills Mafia, you know, shout out to Bills Mafia.
Hey, Vaughn, enjoy the bye week and get rested up, and we'll talk to you again soon, okay?
All right, guys, I appreciate y'all.
All right, thank you,
Vaughn,
buddy.
Vaughn Miller from your Washington Commanders. When we come back, we're going to give you a chance to win 2 tickets to go see Matt Rife's comedy tour when it comes to Capital One Arena next spring. So keep listening for your chance to win.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.